When the Pacific Islands Forum lifted its ban on Fiji after last year's election, the move was greeted with indifference by Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, who claims the group no longer served the interest of all its members. He said Fiji was not prepared to renew its membership unless Australia and New Zealand were thrown out. Since then, the Prime Minister has shifted his position to some degree, saying Fiji will participate in all forum activities at the public service, technical and ministerial levels. But Mr. Bainimarama says he won't be attending any leaders' meeting until what he calls the undue influence of Australia and New Zealand has been dealt with. As the forum's Secretary General, Fiji is probably the key issue that Dame Meg Taylor has to resolve, but she told FBC TV's For the Record she's in no hurry.
It's like any family, if one strong member is not participating to its fullest, everybody feels it. I'm patient, and I think Fiji is patient too, but I think that this is something that we will, I hope and I pray that Fiji's participation will be to the fullest, because I think it will enhance the region. And I don't say that just because I'm here in Fiji and because it is the right thing to say. I don't want to see fragmentation in this region. If anything, I want to see a much stronger region.
Many view Prime Minister Bainimarama's decision to establish the Pacific Islands Development Forum as an attempt to destabilise the existing regional setup. But Dame Meg says she doesn't consider the new group to be a threat.
I don't see PIDF as a rival. If anything, I made overtures and went over to visit them, had discussions with their leadership about what they're trying to do, and said to them, if there are areas where there is commonalities and where we can find ways to work together, I'm open to all the organisations of the Pacific. The fundamental issue is, what are we trying to deliver for our people in the region? We do have lots of organisations, and it's not always easy because we've got vast areas that we have to cover and very different needs in different countries. If you have an organisation that meets certain interests, and you're a member state, you might say, well, I'm interested in this organisation because of this and this issue. And my key aspiration for the Pacific Island Forum, the Secretariat, is to have an institution that is known for its excellence and that it's open, it's inclusive. It also leans on other institutions, or draws, I should say, from other institutions we can collaborate with.
Climate change continues to sit at the top of the agenda for all the Pacific Island nations. And 6 months out from the UN summit in Paris, Dame Meg says she's concerned that the region is not getting a fair share from the Green Climate Fund and other international sources. She's asked her staff to try and find out why.
Accessing funds for our region has not been easy, and if you look at the percentages, I understand it's very, very small. So what I've asked my colleagues to do is give me a list of all the funds, and then what countries have access and what are the issues that make it so difficult for member states to be able to access it.
Dame Meg's also raised the thorny issue of visas in the Pacific. She's made it plain that she would like to see visa restrictions in Australia and New Zealand lifted, arguing if the forum is to be a truly regional group, then all member states should have free access to one another.
I think that restriction of being mobile within the region does affect the way people think about, well, if I'm part of this regional family, why is it so hard for me to get to places?
That would include Australia and New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Dame Meg is setting the bar high, but it's clear that she's quite determined to bring Fiji fully back into the forum's fold, while indicating that she's prepared to take on Australia and New Zealand over restrictions, which she believes are holding back the progress of Pacific regionalisation.